Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
I want to make sure that everybody can hear me okay. Let me try this again. Okay, that sounds a little better. Let's see. Let me turn this off. Bear with me 1 second, brothers and sisters. You guys know. Got this echo here. 1 second. Okay, there we go. One moment, brothers and sisters. I wasn't able to hear anything when I started, so I just want to make sure that I got the sound okay. And, okay, so if somebody could text me, let me know if that sounds a little better. You guys know every day I got to change, play around with different mics, because I got a message saying that they couldn't hear anything, and there was an echo. All right, so I got a thumbs up saying that we can rock and roll. So let's go ahead and get this party started. Thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show again. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today we're talking about the most important thing of everything that I talk about. This is the foundation of the simple harmonic motions of atoms. This is what creates chemical, this is what creates electrical, and this is what creates biological bonds. And I got a $10,000 reward, if you want to use or call it that, to anybody that can prove me wrong with what we're talking about or what I'm talking about today. And what I'm talking about today, brothers and sisters, is under open understanding. Overstanding removes misunderstanding. That's the key to life. That's the key to everything on this freaking planned net. Without this, nothing works. So regardless of anything that that's taught out there in the dominant culture, it is very, very, very important that you understand what I'm getting ready to say. Overstanding removes all poverty, all dis-ease, all lack of gnosis or knowledge, and all problems in relationships. Let me make sure that I speak clearly and succinctly today, because a lot of times with all the fluff and with all the stuff that's being taught over the internet and different places, the simplicity of the gospel gets lost. It's crazy. The simplicity of the gospel doesn't exist. It should exist, but it doesn't. The simplicity of the gospel is the devil negativity, a negative disposition or diatode is created when the absolute potential or the equilibrium isn't expressed in an altruistic manner. Energy is not created or destroyed. It's transferred by a prism. A prism is a transparent object. Transparent, trans means to transition or transfer. Parent means the pair that rents, parent or parent, which means, again, the progenitor, the creator. Now, there is a, without getting at, the progenitor is the generator of a species or a spectrum. Species is spectrum. Spectrum is the same thing as sperm. Sperm is the same thing as semen or seaman. This is maritime law. Without this basic understanding of maritime law, without the basic understanding of what I'm getting ready to say, the simplicity of the gospel is lost. The gospel is the ghost spell. It's the good spell. It's still a spell. Now, I got $10,000 for anybody that can prove me wrong. $10,000 to anybody that if you do this, that you will not have, that money will not follow you and tackle you down and demand that you put it in your pocket. I got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me that what I just found out with my tooth, meaning that I could not save my tooth because of the damage that the ignorance caused to the tooth, even though the truth, which comes from one place only, overstanding, not understanding. Overstanding, not understanding. Understanding means you're standing under something. That dog does not hunt. Understanding means that you're inside of the problem. That dog doesn't hunt. It's only when you stand above it, when you overstand. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means didactic. What does that mean? Jesus only taught didactically. That means in parables. That means in a way that you can understand the details. You cannot study to pass tests. You cannot study to impress other people. You must study only for your own overstanding. Meaning, what does this mean? See, the pain continued in my tooth until I got a letter, until I got deep enough down to overstand the cause of the thing that eroded my tooth. It had nothing to do with sugar. It had to do with phytic acid. which I've never heard of, which most people, I haven't talked to anybody yet that understood that, which is why the teeth enamel and the dentin in the teeth erodes. So it is only through going down deep enough to find the true etymology or the true cause of your lack of gnosis. The Bible says my people perish for a lack of gnosis. No devils, no demons. Gnosis. So I want somebody who got a better dog than I got to please prove me wrong. If all problems do not exist from a lack of knowledge. Now, I know what you're thinking. The reason that you don't have knowledge is because of the inability to identify and remove the limiting belief. Now, money, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationship is your birthright, as we talked about yesterday, the ABCs of the gospel. So the ABCs is not what we've been taught, which is to accept, believe, and confess. And that dog does not hunt. Because you, what are you accepting, what are you believing, and what are you confessing? The ABCs of the gospel is A, it must be, you must be authentic. And you must authentically align with your birthright, B, which is C, childlike. Suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So when you go to God like you are big and bad, God doesn't vibrate on that arrogant, cocky, egocentric level. He rejects you because you think you are the bomb. Now, remember, everything started. This whole unauthorized production is the result of one thing, a thought or a IDEAL. Lucifer, that replaced the IDEA. So right now, you probably got an ideal that you think is better than the original design, your birthright, as we talked about yesterday. So your birthright is that you are the same. You're not better than, you're not worse than. It's called equivalence of exchange. It's called the vibrational equivalence. That means that we are all on a quantum, mechanical, harmonic, oscillating, quantized level. This creates a vibrational mode, a modality. And without maintaining that vibrational mode, you think you're less than or greater than. You don't think you're equal. See, you think you're less than me or you think you're better than me. You don't think you're equal to me. That thought is from Lucifer. If you don't get rid of that thought, your dogs don't hunt. The thought that, like, you go and you meet somebody and you think they're better than you because of what? They got more money than you? Oh, they're taller than you? Oh, they light skin. Oh, now they dark skin. They dark skin is in right now. You know, Black Panther came out. It's cool to be dark skin now. See, it's always been cool to be dark skin. Because you dark skin don't make you better than me. It don't make you less than me. It doesn't make you different than me. So a lack of understanding leads to a misunderstanding. And we are missing, we keep missing the understanding. The goal is, first, you got to start somewhere. You got to start, you got to understand. You got to stand under somebody, learn something. Then after you stand under somebody for a little bit, you stand with them. Then you stand over them. Now, when I say over them, let's not get it twisted. I'm talking about them as in these entities that's in this dimension. Now, Brother Will, what do you mean? Well, according to every scientist I've ever read, every book I've ever researched, I cannot find a book that says we do not live in an electromagnetic spectrum. If you can find it, please email it to me. I cannot find it. I cannot find nobody who doesn't believe in the electromagnetic spectrum. I cannot find anywhere on any planet, on any book from any Reverend Dr. Bishop who tells me that white light is not shined through a prism. The light bends and it produces a 7-color spectrum. I can't find it. I cannot find anybody who disagrees with the fact that white light, when it's shined through a triangle prism, PRISM, which is really a PRISON, once it hits it, it produces a visible spectrum. Without that glass prism, the word prism, as we talked about on yesterday's show, It means a transparent vibrational object that produces red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Again, the blood types. That's also the churches that's inside the book of Revelations. That is also all of the races on this earth. That's also everything that freaking exists because it's healed. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that's not a healed man or a healed woman? Anybody, please email me if you're not. We need to talk. Because I can't find non-humans. And now they exist. We can't see them. So let me ask you, my anointed brother. Let me ask you, my beautiful sister. Do you understand what that means? If you look at a prism and light, when it hits the prism, it fractures. It's bent. But before, what is the light that exists before? What is light before it hits the prism? Can you answer that question? Now, I can. I'm going to break it down for you starting April 2nd. And without this understanding, you don't understand quantum mechanics. Now, Einstein called it spooky science. Everybody that I know, every scientist I know, them suckers is scratching their head. They cannot explain. Right now, they're down in Switzerland at Project CERN. They're smashing atoms together. They are producing the God particle. And they don't understand because every time they pull or produce a particle, it produces an anti-particle. So scientists are dumbfounded because these anti-particles are like demons. Now, there's a YouTube video that shows, first of all, why are scientists doing the dance of Shiva before they fire up Project CERN? Can somebody please, if you can explain that to me, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Why are scientists doing ancient dances to summon up Shiva, the god of, can somebody, I don't understand. Now, I understand, but do you understand? If you don't understand, what's on the other side of the prism? Do you understand the white light that hits the prism that produced you? Do you understand? If you don't understand, then you must have misunderstand. That means your dogs do not hunt. That means money will run from you. Health will not exist. Wisdom will be the absence of the big G. Your relationships, you're going to be always trying to get yours. You and your husband, you and your significant other, you and your sheerings, y'all ain't going to get along. You're not going to know why. I know why, but you're not going to know why. See, every letter is a fetter. It's a chain that keeps you bound inside of this dysphoria. So the letter W in my name means something. The letter I means something. The letter L means something. The letter L means something. The letter I means something. The letter E means something. If I don't know, if I don't understand what each letter of my name means, I got misunderstanding. And then if I hang out with you, and if I don't understand you, I can't vibrate harmonically. My hormones is not going to release harmony. It's going to release disharmony because I have not taken the time to sit down to understand you, to understand each letter of your name, to understand your blood type, to understand your date of birth, to understand your place and the time of birth. If I don't take time to study, to show myself approved unto God, because you are a little G, you are the offspring of God. We are all offsprings of God. We are all offsprings of God hanging out together. We're all children who have a birthright that makes us authentic. A, B, C. Reverse engineer it. Everything on earth is backwards, as it says in Isaiah 48. So I take the C, now I'm a child, B, that has a birthright, A, that makes me authentic. If I don't understand that, my dogs don't hunt. And if I meet you and I think you're an adult, I don't understand that you're a child. And if I don't understand that you have a birthright, and if I don't understand that you are authentic, I try to make you a little version of me like I did with my sheerings. See, I had 5 sheerings. Yeah, I'm saying it on purpose, y'all. I do understand how to pronounce the word children. I just like saying it old school. So I got 5 shearings. Now, my 2 oldest shearings, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Now, my middle daughter was the one that challenged me non-vibrationally. My middle daughter was very smart. Now, my oldest daughter and my oldest son, yeah, they had it the worst because I didn't. Now, being a parent, being the pair that rents, that means that me and my ex-wife, we produce five little offspring, and we are renting them. It's called Lord. We're their Lords. That means overseer, means manager. We didn't create them. We leased them. And so as the parent, I thought I was supposed to make them like me. I thought I was supposed to make them into little willies. So I tried to control them because I was controlled. Swindle. So I swindled. Troll, large demon. So I listened to a voice in my head that says, if you tell your son something and he don't do it, beat him. So that's what I did. I didn't overstand because, see, I was in fear. And that fear made me hear. And since I didn't understand that as long as I stayed in fear, I would remain here. And I could not hear. See, as long as you are F-E-A-R, notice fear got the word ear in it. That's going to keep you H-E-R-E, here in the dark matter. Because then you can't hear the other here, the H-E-A-R, the real light, because you are in fear. Anytime the Reverend Dr. Bishop comes and tells you, if you don't do A, you're going to go to hell, run. That's fear. Now, 2 Timothy says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, because God knows that if you are in fear, you cannot hear. And if you cannot hear, you're going to stay here. So the only way to get your ass up out of here is to not fear. So, unfortunately, I didn't know that. So I put fear inside of my kids because I was young, dumb, and stupid. And then my middle daughter overstood some kind of way to avoid fear. So I start talking. She would go into a room, put on her Christina Aguilera, I Am Beautiful. She used to play that song every day. I still remember it. She was in middle school. I started acting stupid. She would go in her room, put on her music. She would play Christina Aguilera. See why? She knew that I was dumb, so she knew she needed to go somewhere and get some gnosis. So Christina Aguilera says, you beautiful girl, regardless of what your pawpaw says. Then by then, the marriage was starting to break up. So my next son, Kendrick, and my youngest daughter, Samora, I wasn't really around. So therefore, thankfully, they didn't get all of my cray-cray. They got more of their mother's unconditional love. So they don't struggle as much with the little voice in their head as my oldest two do. So now I got something called overstanding. Now I can go back to my shearings. And I can say, hey, what I taught y'all before, that dog doesn't hunt. Now I got a dog that hunts. And I like what my youngest son told me. My youngest son told me, say, Dad, and my youngest daughter told me this too. She said, we was talking. And she said, Dad, why the hell should we listen to you? Why the hell should we take relationship advice from you? And your relationship's all effed up. And I thought about it. I said, Samora, you know what? You're right. So I asked him, well, how much experience do you have in relationships? Well, I've never been in no relationship, Dad. Oh, okay. But you should not take your relationship from me because my relationships have been effed up. Now, Shabar, this is what I told her. I may not know what to do, but I can tell you what not to do. I know what dogs that don't hunt. So by the process of elimination, I've failed my way to success. So how does success come into your life? This is how. See, your job, as I told my shearings, is to take all of my failures and listen to what I say not to do. Whatever the opposite of that, do that. Why? Because if you want to be successful, and if I've been unsuccessful, then whatever I did, don't do that. Do the opposite of that. So every job I quit, they piss me off. Every job I had, they piss me off, I quit. So if they piss you off on the job, don't quit. Every relationship I had was all about me. I didn't give a flying beep about understanding my mate. It was all about Willie. Because when I was a kid, nobody gave an F about me, so why the hell am I going to give an F about you? That was my mentality. Now, it was unconscious. I didn't wake up in the morning and set out to intent, but unconsciously, I did not overstand. I didn't. I didn't come from an environment, brothers. I didn't come from an environment set of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Now, those environments exist, so I hear. I just have not found one. If you are in an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control, please email me at masterteacher33.com. I need to bring you on the show so you can teach everybody how to create that environment. Now, I've learned how to create that environment after 50 years of failure, but I don't want you to go through 50 years of failure. You don't got that much time to waste. Especially if you're African-American, you might not be chill. The race is almost gone. 10 years from now, there may not be no such thing as no African-American on the planet. So that means you need to understand this business yesterday. Because if you're outside at night, they're going to try to punch your ticket. Drive around between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. See what happens. If you want to test my theory. Now, what does that mean, brother? Well, let me make sure you understand. All I do is one thing. I go way deeper than everybody else. So, Brother Will, what does that mean, though? Okay, let's talk money. Everybody likes to talk about money. So, I used to not have money. No matter what I did, I couldn't get two dimes to run together. Money ran from me, and I didn't understand. Now, remember, fear keeps you here, H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E. I'm sorry. Fear keeps you H-E-R-E. Where are you right now? You are on the other side of the prism. Where is that, Brother Will? That is in outer darkness. What is outer darkness, Brother Will? That is the weeping and gnashing of teeth. What is the weeping and gnashing of teeth, Brother Will? Well, that is something that they call hell. Okay, Brother Will, hold up, time out. Where is hell? No, they say in the Bible, hell is, you know, fire and brimstone. Has anybody looked in the center of the earth, at least according to all the scientists that I know, what do they say down there? There's something called molten lava. Now, the smell of it, from what I hear, is very similar to brimstone. Now, there is also something, it's only taught in the Al-Hajjah. Now, the Al-Hajjah is an ancient book by and read by Muslims. It's an Islamic book. In this book, it talks about something that is the gates of hell. Now, I'm going to do a whole series on this on my pay-per-view, which I recommend you definitely join me on April the 2nd as we break this down, so that way, again, we can destroy all the non-believers. Now, in the Al-Hajjah, there is a scripture that says, to them it will be said, enter you, or enter ye, the gates of hell, to dwell therein. Then there's another scripture, and there are a bunch of scriptures or verses in this particular book. It says, and verily, verily, I say unto you, hell is the promised abode of them all. It has seven gates. To each of those gates is assigned a specific class of sinners or signers, which is S-I-N-E. Now, a sine wave is something that goes up and it goes down, a.k.a. duality. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you might be one of those, a signer. Now, in the ancient text, they are called shins, S-H-I-N. Now, I have a book called The Case of the Missing Shin. Now, inside of the Helios Biblios, the Bible, they took out the shin. Now, the word in the Arabic and in the Aramaic and in all of the ancient texts, S-H-I-N means teeth. It means power. It means the ability to bite you on your aspiritis. So, the Helios Biblios, the book by Baal, don't got teeth. They took out the shin. Now, in our version, Greek and Hebrew, is called jots and tittles. Now, the Bible says that they, the scribes and the Pharisees, they took away the key. What's the key? The shin. What's the shin? The teeth. So you got a book that don't hunt. You got a dog that don't bite. Now, if a dog, he just ain't no teeth. That's what the Bible says. You go around like a roaring lion, seeking whom you may devour. It's a toothless lion. The word shin means teeth. Interesting that I had issues with my teeth. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Because I got 10 grand on the line, so I want to make sure that my dog got teeth. I don't teach bullshitness, brothers, sisters. I teach shitness that will bite you in the aspiritus when you don't oscillate or vibrate on that frequency. See, overstanding removes poverty. Overstanding removes disease. Overstanding removes ignorance, which means you are ignoring something. It's not that it does not exist. It means we are ignoring it. See, I was ignoring the fact that if you combine, now the only way that this works, this is how crazy this is, you must combine three things. You must combine grain. You must combine nuts. And you must combine berries. It is only that combination. Any other combination doesn't erode the enamel to the degree that it does. What is the chances in freaking beep, 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 beep that happens? The only food on earth, me. I've talked to a plethora of people other than my father. His ass ain't got no teeth either. Now, let me make sure. Because of I ignore something. Now, my tooth has been hurting off and on for 10 years, brothers. 10, that's 10. What did I do? The pain wasn't that great. I just ignored it. So I've been living my life in pain for 10 years. 10. Because I choose to ignore. Why? The more pain you get, the more compliance you get. Notice I didn't do nothing until the pain got so great that I needed gain. So I sought gain. Now, that's another study for another time. But let me make sure you understand. Ignorance. We are, you, me, we all are ignoring something. What are we ignoring? The gospel. What is it about the ghost spell or the good spell that you are ignoring? Jots and tittles. The simplicity. They took away the key of knowledge. So therefore, they can enter into the kingdom. You can't. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is ABC. What is ABC? Turn around in reverse. CBA. You are a child that has the birthright to be authentically like your daddy. But I need to change your parent so that way you could be, according to John 8:44, like your father, the devil. Now, the Bible says you are of your father, the devil, and the works of the father, of your father, the devil, you will be. Now, the only way, contrary to popular belief, you can be on this planet is if you, not you personally, but, you know, somebody that you know, they did what Lucifer did. Now, this planet is based upon bioluminescence. It's not based upon sonar luminescence, as I've talked about in the last series, which is reincarnation and resurrection, or mitemkosis, which is that psychological word that means M-I, my, T-E-M-P, temporary, P-S-Y-C-H-O-S-I-S, psycho or psychic. Now, you put all that together, mitemkosis, it's a word that means I am temporarily acting like a psycho, my temporary psychosis. Now, that's the true word that means reincarnation. The only way you keep coming down chill is you don't deal with your psychosis. Now, what I've developed is a system called the life management. The word life actually means light. The light management system. It helps you to deal with your temporary psychosis. So that way you can stop this reincarnation and you can start in realization. So you're supposed to realize, rise. You're supposed to realize something. What are we supposed to realize, Brother Will? You're supposed to realize you are a child, a spiritual child, that has a birthright to be authentically like your true parent. But you went through a prism, a PRISM, which is a transparent object. Trans means to transition. Parent means the progenitor or the parent that created you. You exchanged parents. You got the wrong parent. Your daddy is the devil. You need to get rid of him, and you need to get the real. Your real father is the big G. Unfortunately, we've all exchanged parents, the pair that went. So now we got to go back. But how do we get back? We got to understand. Oh, okay, that's the problem. We all are suffering according to the Bible. My people perish for a lack of gnosis, for a lack of knowledge. No devils and no demons. Now I go to the church, and the Reverend Bishop tells me it's the devil. God tells me it's a lack of understanding. So while you fighting the devil that don't exist, you ain't dealing with your ignorance that does exist. Overstanding and a lack thereof is the only problem on this planned net. Now, people tell me all the time, if you really, as I will prove, scientifically, esoterically, and biblically, that where you are right now is hell. Now, please don't believe me. Please. Because I want you to study to show yourself approved. I want you to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I got $10,000 if you can. Prove me wrong. Now look, as I would prove, at the definitions, the D-E-A-F, brother, P-H-O-E-N-C-I-N-S, Phoenicians, sister, not D-E-F-I-N-I-T-I-O-N. That's watered down English. That's Enochim. That's the language of the bent light. You cannot use the language of the devil and talk to the God of light. You cannot use a dumbed down language that does not vibrate. It doesn't activate the harmonic motions of your atom to activate or to connect the chemical, the electrical, and the biological bonds. So that way you can implode instead of explode. Instead of having and focused on having getting off and having an orgasm, you need to be creating a freaking organization. But too many organizations, it means you ain't got no time to build an organization. So we're focusing on organism, on orgasms, sex, 666, sex magic. Everything on this earth is based up on sex. Pen and paper is code for penis and poo nanny, as I've talked about 10 years ago. When I broke down the rap company called Pen and Pixel in Houston, Texas, everything that they put on paper manifests in life. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type it in. Why these two white dudes are hiding in freaking Idaho right now? I've already did the show. We broke that down years ago. What are they scared of? They tapped into something they didn't even know. So if you don't understand what they understand, why they are afraid? Because they understand abracadabra. They understand that you create what you speak. Now, do you understand that? Now, the Bible has already told you that life and death is in the power of the tongue. The Bible tells you, and everything I'm telling you, is in the Bible. This is not brand new. It's also inside of physics, and it's also inside of your body, because the body is the Bible, as I have in my book, The Biological Temple of God, and inside of my book, Christened or Christ in You, The Hope of the Glory. You call it glory. Now, let me make sure you understand, because the only way that you get to the place of understanding is first you got to understand. Then you got to understand, and then finally you will overstand that you are a quanta that has been quantized to create or fuse with that results in a inducted state. What does that mean? Now, they call it quantum fusion, which is code for confusion. So we live in a world, everything in this world is based upon Hebrews 11:3. Now, Hebrews 11:3 is the right way to get out of this confusion, which is what I teach inside of my life management system. So, okay, brother, that sounds good, like some good shizness, Brother Will, but what does that mean in English? Well, in English, that means a quanta. Now, a quanta is a small version of something that represents a bigger version. You are the mini version. You are the micro of the macro. That simply means that now you are quantized. So that means that, you get empowered to do what? To fuse. So quantum fusion is confusion. Con, swindle. Fusion, joining together. That's what the United States is, states is a mental disposition. United, I mean, they came together. States is code for snakes. So this is the United Snake. So we've got a bunch of snakes, 300 to be exact, who came together and they united. Now remember, in the book of Enoch, the fallen angels said that, hey, if we're going to do this, we need to come together, dog, because the big T is going to be pissed off. So all of the angels who fell, they got together and said, yeah, we're going to do this, homie, let's do it. So Raphael, you know, Baziel, and all of these L's. Notice all their names end in L. You know anybody name who end in L? You know any Michaels out there? Like Michael Johnson, Michael Jackson, the other Michael Johnson that ran track. They all had the same problem. What problem did all the Michaels have? Every Michael I know has the same problem. Now, let us study for another time, but let me make sure you understand. Because, again, we're talking about why problems exist in your life and other people's life. Money avoids, money goes in the direction of least resistance. It's a flow. It's a currency. It's like water. So right now, something is damming your water. What's blocking your water or your flow or your energy? Or your energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, and your E-N-E-R-G-Y. What's blocking it? Lack of gnosis, lack of knowledge. What is it that you don't know? You don't know yourself, you don't know other people, and you don't know your product, service, or information. What does that mean? Okay, what should you do today? Right now, at the conclusion of this call, if you do not have your DHNE report, you should get it from me. Or you should do it yourself. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but the big G will show you, saying what he showed me. You say, Father, I need to know myself. I need you to help me. He'll help you. So when I meet somebody now, first thing I do is I understand them. How do I understand them? I take the letters of their name. I take their blood type. I take their date of birth. Now, when you first meet somebody, do you have all that information? No. First meet somebody, the first thing we do is ask somebody what. The first thing you do, if I meet you at the mall and I think you banging, our eyes meet, there is a bond. That's called beaming, B-E-A-M-I-N-G. Now, beaming is a spiritual thing, but most we don't know. Now, I have this explained in detail so that way you can overstand inside of my book, Demonic Soul Ties. Anybody listening to the sound of my voice who have not read that book, if you do, you need to read that book yesterday. Just go to the website and order it. Email me at masterteacher33.com. 33.com. Let me know, Doc, I need your book, Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Course. I'll send it to you 50% off. Can't give it to you free, but I'll give it to you 50% off. Now, in that book, I have and I break down emotional cords. Now, most people do not know that emotions are energy in motion. So I see you banging. It produces a energy inside of me, and it makes me take motion mentally. I have a thought, man, I need to get those digits. Now, I already got a wife or already got somebody, but like Lucifer, he already had a job. He was the anointed cherub that covered. He had a job. But he had a thought. No, he did have a thought. Then that thought led him to a I-D-E-A-L. Now, he already has an I-D-E-A. Do you know the difference between the word I-D-E-A and the word I-D-E-A-L? Now, I did the show already. You might want to get that show. It's a cookie blower. It will curl your toes. It'll blow your cookies. That's that word alone. You got a W-O-R-D. You already got one. You are a walking, talking, breathing. There are 12 W-O-R-Ds that make you you. And I know all 12 of them about you, and you don't know them about your damn self. Not you, but people that you know. So I can easily con, that means swindle, troll, large company demon, you. How? I know you. But I just met you, but I know your name. You see, man is name, and name is man. Notice every time in the Bible, and every time in every scary movie, the first thing that the priest asks is demon. What is your name? And the demon's like, they don't want to tell him. Why? How come the demons don't wear name badges? How come you wear one? You get to the job, they give you a badge. Got your name on it. By name you, I own you. Man is name. Name is me. Don't believe me? If you're walking in a crowd of people and somebody yell out your name, yo, Jim Bob, what do? You freeze and you look. I just got your attention. Now, attention is not free. You got to pay for it, but I didn't pay for it. So if you know the name of the thing, you control the thing. Now, the dark people, demons, they know that. Witches, wizards, they know what you don't know. That's why they overstand, and they can control you because they know your name. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement because, see, many people don't understand emotions, how they work. So are you an emotional person, my brother? Are you an emotional person, my sister? That means you're not stable. Now, if you notice, I would like for you to go to my Facebook page and go back 5, 10, 15 years and see my post. And then look at today, see my post today. I guarantee you there will be no change. I guarantee you that you will see one frequency, wave or vibration on my social media. That's it. You will not see me one day I'm up here, the next day I'm down here. Do I have ups and downs? Yes, but I control them. How? I know myself. So if I know myself, I can control myself. If I don't know myself, there's a Greek word, not Greek, the Latin phrase, nocetesum, which means to know thyself. So emotional cords are established when two people have a energy flow. A cord is formed between two people energetically when eye contact, because the eyes is the window to the soul. Whether it's a negative emotional cord or positive. Now, my youngest son Kendrick, he was a little kid. I used to make faces and sit there with my youngest daughters. When they was babies, I would look at them and I would make a frown. I didn't know what I was doing. And as they got older, they would do the same thing. They would mimic what I would do. And now I was talking with my daughter some more, and she was like, Dad used to give me that look. So I never really had to discipline her the way I would discipline my older children because I didn't know. What does that mean? That means that I was able to do what they call, again, in physics, dictate the harmonic oscillator transmission. It's called, again, displacement energy. So energy times potential equals a vibrational modality or vibrational mode. That just simply means that my energy, if it's the same as somebody else's, then we are the vibrational equivalent. If your energy, if you're talking to somebody and you're in an organization, let's say job or family, and you want to have an impact on the job or family, positive or negatively, your energy, if it's stable, will bring everybody else up or down. Let me say that again. You can have a positive impact on your work environment or a negative impact on your work environment by your environment. You ever heard that saying, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch? That is an emotional cord. Now, emotional cords are solidified in traumatic events. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Why do y'all think all of the shows, I watched Empire last night, it's just like watching Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, or Love and Hip Hop wherever, drama. Why? Drama produces trauma, cellular. So what you don't know is you've been programmed when you watch Empire or any show where they got this new movie come out called Acrimony. Again, same old rhetoric. Black man cheats on black woman gets angry, beats the snot out of black man. Now, I know that shit works in the movies. That does not work in real life. If a black woman run up on a black man, she's probably going to get her ass knocked out. I don't recommend nor endorse. I used to tell my daughters, and I tell them the same thing. If the Negro starts acting up, pack your shizness and leave. You don't try to fight him. He's designed by God to be stronger than you. You might get a couple of good licks in, but more than likely, he going to punch your ticket. Then I got to go punch his ticket. I don't want to do that. So, therefore, I taught my girls, if a Negro put his hands on you, you pack your shitness and you get the up out of there. Now, in the movies, it's interesting. All the women beat dudes. You ever seen Tyler? I don't like Tyler Perry. I'm sorry. Everybody like Tyler. Dude dressing dresses. I mean, well, let me not get on that horse. Let me make sure you understand. If there is a traumatic experience, real or not, it releases adrenochrome and it seals the bond. Now, I have a book called The Seven Seals of Satan. I recommend you read that book, along with my other book, The Emotional Soul Ties. The last seal, guess what it is? Guess what it is? Guess what the last seal of Satan is that guarantees that you never leave this dimension? I don't recommend you do this. That's why it's promoted in every porn movie I've seen, especially recently. Anal penetration. Why? It reverses your chakra spin. Don't believe me? Go ask girl, go ask your doctor. What happens to your spinal tap, your spinal cord? There's a bone at the base of your pelvic called the sphenoid bone. What happens to that bone during anal penetration? Anybody know? Again, lack of understanding results in misunderstanding. So if you experience a traumatic event or emotion like guilt, blame, anger, depression, that signs or seals or creates a cord that is very difficult to break. That's why most women are connected or attached to their abusers. If you beat the snot out of a woman, she'll follow you around like a little puppy. Why? That negative emotional cord. So how do you break it? You need to get my book, The Emotional Soul Tie. Most people don't know how to break emotional cords. Now, I did and I talked about the seven emotions that must be destroyed. One, fear. Two, guilt. Three, shame. Four, grief. Five, lies. Six, separation. Seven, worldly attachments. If you have those feelings, those are demonic. Those seven align with the seven colors in the rainbow and the seven colors in the electromagnetic spectrum that keep you on this side of the prison, meaning keep your ass in your box. If you got a feeling of fear, if you got a feeling of guilt, if you got a feeling of shame, if you got a feeling of grief, if you got a feeling of being authentic, that's called lying, if you got a feeling of separation or oneness, you know, you against the world, nobody likes you, nobody loves you but Jesus. If you got a feeling of, oh, man, I need a big car, I need fancy shizness, because that established, again, my identity because I don't have no worth or no value. If that shizness is in your emotional repertoire, you're in deep chemistry. You need to join the life management system yesterday. Why? I destroyed those seven demons. Those control the seven chakras, which are the seven gates of hell that is talked about in the Islamic faith. Notice it's not in the Christian faith. No Christian knows the depth, know the description of hell matches the description of the earth. I've never met a believer tell me that. Never. Every believer I know, they say if you do bad business, you go to hell. Them fools don't know they're already in hell. Not you, but people that you know. So if you don't understand that, you try to avoid a place you already at. The craziest thing since sliced bread. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. When a cord is formed between you and Lucifer, now, again, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So the people that control you, they are controlled. By who? Whatever light that's on the other side of that prism. Now, remember, prism simply means the exchange of your birthright. Remember the story of Esau and Jacob in the Bible? They one sold his birthright. Now, remember the ABCs of the gospel? You went to church, they told you, well, all you got to do is accept, brother, and believe on Jesus, brother, and confess your sins, and God will forgive you. And that dog doesn't hunt. Now, I know, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody's religion. Or anybody, I was a licensed and ordained preacher for 10 years, brother. I didn't read this shit in no book. I lived this in real life. So I got something called righteous indignation. I earned the right. I'm a black man. So I can talk about black people all I want. I would never talk about a white man because I ain't black. I don't have the right. But I'm black. I was a licensed preacher, minister, so I can talk about the damn church. You may not have that. You may not have that right. So if you have the right then you have the right, and then you have the right. If you have the R-I-G-H-T, you have the W-R-I-T-E, which gives you the R-I-T-E. Another 34, another time. But I need you to understand. These emotional cords that you signed with Lucifer keeps you inside of this bioluminescence, this fake light, the false light. That's why you're on this side of the prism, or the P-R-I-S-M, which means transparency, which means to transition, to transfer, to exchange parents. So you gave up your parent for another parent. You left the big G for the little G. That's what the word transparent means, to exchange a parent. So now we need to get our real parents back. So we need to do the ABCs of the gospel, except it's in reverse. You don't put the A first, you put the A last. So the C stands for a child. You need to realize you're a child. You're not no damn spiritual guru, Brother Will. I'm a baby just like you. But I know I'm a baby. So as a child, I realize I have a birthright. I don't have no freaking work right. I haven't earned nothing because I'm a baby. Now, I have had 5 babies, and all of them, when they were babies, they would come to me when I walked in the door. They would throw their hands up, and they would say, "Dada." When they was hungry, I mean, my little son, my oldest son, when he was hungry, he used to come to me and say, "Eat, eat." He didn't go in the kitchen and fix the shit himself. He would come to me and say, "Dada, eat, eat. Dada, eat, eat." So if you don't do that to your spiritual father, you're in deep tension. So I realize I'm a child, and I have a birthright to go to my father to ask for instruction and direction. And the Bible says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly father give good gifts to his children who ask? So that's what I do every day. That's why I got overstanding. I'm authentic. I am not here selling no damn snake oil. I'm here because I need you to get what I got. What do I got? Overstanding. I overstand you. How? I took time. I took time to find out your name. I started with my children. I did not understand my children. My oldest son, I didn't understand him. He's just like me. That bothered me. Because why? I know being me wasn't good. In my brain. See, I hated myself. That's why I married outside of my race. That's why I've never lived in a black part of town. That's why all my friends are white. That's why, because if it was white, it was right. Now, that ain't bad or good. That's just my experience. Now, I'm okay with being black. Took me 40 years to get here, but thank God I'm here. Now, let me make sure you understand my misunderstanding so that way you don't make the same mistake that I did. Okay, Brother Will, what mistake did you make? I had no authenticity. I wasn't authentic. Therefore, I denied my birthright. Therefore, I wasn't a child of God. The ABCs of salvation. That is not taught in no church in America. I've never heard it taught. I've been to a lot of churches. I've done a lot of preaching. I've heard everybody say, accept, believe, and confess. I've never heard nobody say, be authentic. Understand you got a birthright. You come to God like a child. I never heard that. Till I did it. Now I understand it. So now all my problems are gone. Because now I realize that's not my problem. Like my sons, my daughters, they came home. They said one thing, "Dad, what are we going to eat today?" They did not say, "Dad, let's go sit down and figure out how we're going to pay the rent." In fact, my children, when they was little, they didn't give a flying about the rent. They was outside playing. I never had a family meeting with my children about how we're going to pay rent. I never consulted a child about the going-ons of my house. Not once did I ask my son, "Son, how the hell are we going to pay rent this month? How am I going to make my car payment? How am I going to pay my insurance?" So why are you doing that? If you are a child of God, why the hell are you acting like you are God? I'm just concerned. Somebody lied to you, brother. So you have something called concerns. Now, I lose everybody with this. I hope I don't lose you as I bring this message to a close, because this is the smoking gun. This is why the devil is in your house, because you keep inviting him in. I recommend you kick his ass out. That's just what I recommend. That's what I did. I put the devil out. I recommend you do that. Now, the devil is fear, doubt, and unbelief. That's the devil, contrary to popular belief. So there is something in your life, there is something in your finances you're concerned about. You haven't let it go. You haven't let it go yet. You haven't let go and let God. Now, that doesn't mean this mystical stuff that they teach in the self-help movement or they teach in church, where you go, you pray, you get up, and then you go back out, and you keep doing the exact same shit you did before you came to church. That's not what I'm saying. You need to get inside my life management system to understand that you, as a child, has a responsibility to do what all my children did inside my house. Now, inside of my house, I had something called discipline, I had something called order, and I had something called focus. I required my children, when I talk, focus, hey, look at me. My children was not allowed to go over to Jim Bob's house and come back to my house and say, Dad, Jim Bob, and they're at their house. Now, they tried, but it didn't work. But they, Jim Bob, they don't make their bed up in the morning when they get up. So my children, they were spending the night, especially my daughters, because, you know, girls, they have to spend the night. So my daughter would go over and spend the night at one of her friend's house, and then she would come back to my house and be different. I noticed that my daughter now, she got the daughter. And she was telling me about her daughter goes to spend the night with her grandparents, and then she comes back, and she was having a problem with her in school, because her vibe was different, because the grandparents allow her to do certain things that my daughter don't. So I recommend to my daughter, limit the amount of exposure that your daughter has to shizness that's not yours. How about you raise your own daughter? That's what I recommend it. Now, I'm not saying don't let her go spend the night. Don't let her go over there, do this and that and the other. But when she's in school, if you know she's going to school on Monday, she should go over there on a Sunday. Maybe she go over there on a Friday. You can correct the behavior on Saturday and Sunday. That way she'd be good to go to school on Monday. It's no different for you spiritually. Right now, you got the wrong parent. You listen to that parent. Then you go back to your father, your real parent, with the devil's language, the devil's behavior, the devil's ways. Everything that we're doing is devilish. But then we want to go hang out with our angelic father. The father is like, yeah, I don't do fear. I don't do doubt. I don't do unbelief. So the Bible says, why worry what you shall eat, what you shall drink? Do you not know that your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things? So what I did and what I teach inside of my life management system is understanding of what the gospel, which is your child that has a birthright that allows you to authentically align or go back home. If you don't understand those three steps, you can't get out of here. You will have no wealth, no health, no wisdom, and you will not be involved in a toe-curling relationship, because you think you're supposed to pay the rent. You think you're supposed to figure out how to pay insurance, how to pay the light bill, how to pay the car note. Life, all the decisions that you're doing, you are working. I don't work. What I'm doing right now, I've been doing this since I was six. What have I been doing? Talking shit. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because my shizness is actually valuable. Somebody else's shizness is not. So I figured out certain shizness does not work, and so I share the shizness that do work. That's called overstanding. So how did I get my overstanding? Number one, life experience, and number two, understanding what causes life experiences, mean behavior. So I understand that my thoughts create feelings. Those feelings lead to me taking actions. I have bad thoughts, fear, doubt, and unbelief. It produced bad feelings. Oh, I'm concerned. I'm afraid. I'm scared. I got guilt. I'm ashamed. You know, I'm a functionally illiterate. I'm ashamed, brother. You know, I had all of that shit too. You know, I have grief. Oh man, you know, something happened, and I'm grieving. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm just saying that, like, when my mama died, I grieved way too long. When I was 13, I just got in a fight. 14, 15, 16, wasn't until my dark behind went into the Marine Corps and they bust me in the chest and say, Negro, let that go. You can't whoop everybody. There's dudes bigger than you. Thankfully, I understood and I processed my loss. Then I had to be authentic, stop living a lie. And I had to stop acting like I was a freaking Lone Ranger. And I had to let go of my worldly attachments. Those are worldly behaviors. Those are not biblical. They're not spiritual. The spiritual behavior is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against those things, lower level laws don't work. So right now, you are subject to poverty because you're not acting in spirituality. Right now, you are subject, it's not real, but you are subjecting yourself to dis-ease because you're not in ease. Right now, you are subject to ignorance because you're ignoring the truth. Right now, you are living in or have a bad relationship because you have no relationship. You're not relating. Why? You don't really care. How do I know? Have you taken the time to sit down and understand your mate? Let me tell you what I did. Now, y'all know, I'm in my second marriage. My wife wasn't supporting me, according to my definition. So I got pissed off, packed my shit, and left 3 times. Found me a new boo-boo. And I blame my wife for my lack of success. That, darn it, woman, you're supposed to listen to every show. You should be freaking supporting me, helping me promote my books. Now, it's my purpose and my job. And then I decided, well, you know what? Maybe I should look at life from my wife's perspective. Maybe, just maybe, I should do with or for my wife what I do with and for my clients. Just maybe. So I decided to, you know what? Let me, who is this woman I'm married to? Now, this never occurred to me in my first marriage, which explained why it ended. I never thought to ask myself, how did my first wife feel? I just said, she has feelings. I don't understand them. You blaming me. You know, why don't you woman up? Okay, you're not going to woman up? Okay, I'm out. I didn't ask. I did not put myself in her shoes. I had no empathy and no sympathy. It was about Willie's way or the highway. It explains why that marriage didn't work. And this one was going the same way. Then I asked myself, what is my wife? I did her chart. Come to find out, my wife is a 22. Go figure. Which is a 4. So now, right now, my wife is at the church doing shizness with her mother and father, who are the pastors of the church. Now, before, that would bother the beep out of me. She should be here helping me. So I was in competition with her father. Why? I didn't overstand. If you meant this message, you should tell, this message needs to be listened by everybody that you know at least 5 or 6 times, by you and everybody that you know. So now I know my wife is a master builder. The number 2-2 gives the number 4. The number 4 is means worker. That means if my wife is, if her hands is not on touch on something, my wife will flip the beep out. So I make sure that she got business to do. I watch my wife freaking clean. She freaking vacuum. She go outside, trim trees. She climbed up in the damn tree, trim the hedges. My neighbor was like, dude, you got your wife. She washes the car. I'm sitting here on my ass doing shows. Why? I know my wife. Do you know yours? Do you know your husband? Now, my wife is also a 9. But the way that she gets a 9, she's a 5-4. That equals 9. So what's a 5? Freedom. Right now, after this show, we get ready to go in the car. We get ready to drive to Corpus and do adventurous stuff. Now, every weekend, my wife want to go somewhere. Now, before me, I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I didn't know. I was like, I want to stay here, and I want to work on my reports. I want to service my clients. I want to do one-on-ones. Now, I pack my computer, my laptop, and guess what? We go. She have adventure. I do work. Why? Before, I was like, I ain't going. Go by yourself. And so she will go by herself. Now, I was born at night. I just wasn't born last night. And she's a 5-4. That equals 9. That means when she go out and do the adventure, guess what she got to do? 4. What's the 4? Work. She got to have something to do. She got to do rock climbing. She got to do skiing. She got to do, we're getting ready to go fishing. Why? She's a 5'4". I have overstanding now. She's also a 6, but her 6 is not 3'3" like mine. Her 6 is 2'4". Do you know your wife's numbers? Do you know your husband's numbers? That's why y'all ain't got no damn relationship. You too busy. You know all the members of the Spurs. You know everybody on the damn Dallas Cowboys, but you don't know shit about your damn mate. Not you, but people you know. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. That's the righteous indignation that you hear. It's not directed at you, brother. It's not directed at you, sister. It's directed at me because it shouldn't have took me 60 years and 2 marriages to get this right. I was a selfish, egotistical maniac. And I apologize to my first wife, to my children, because I damn near destroyed their life. Because I was ignorant. No damn understanding. My wife is a 2'4". She's not a 3'3". That means 2 means peace. My wife needs peace. And she's a 4. She got to work hard. Notice how many times I've said the number 4. Have you been keeping track? Then the last number she got is the number 3. Which is like mine. I got the number 3. So my 3 is different from hers. It's a 1, 2, 3. That means independent leadership and peace. If I don't know my wife's attributes and characteristics, how can I relate to her? So our relationship is based upon relating. Now, some people who have good marriages, they just accidentally stumble upon this bullshit. That's good. I recommend that you get overstanding of it. That way it ain't no accident. So if my marriage ends tomorrow, do y'all think it's going to be an accident? I don't think so. If y'all find me in the soup kitchen tomorrow, do you think it's an accident? I don't think so. If my health goes wrong tomorrow, do you think it's a freaking accident? No. So nothing happens in my life because everything that comes into the life is based upon the thoughts of the life. Your thoughts produces a vibrational frequency that attracts people and things. So I want you to look at the people and the things in your life that tells you how you're thinking. You got bad things in your life, you got bad thoughts in your head. Change your thoughts, you change your life. That's all I did. I changed my thoughts. Now I choose what I think. I'm a thought inspector, and I teach other people how to be thought inspectors. The life management system is a light management system, and that dog hunts. Brothers and sisters, overstanding removes all problems. I got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong, that if you can prove to me that not understanding how stuff works, I don't give a damn how it doesn't work. When I was in the police academy, we studied the original dollar bill. We did not study fake ones. So I don't study the devil. I studied God. And I understand God, how he expresses and exposes himself on this dimension. If you understand light, if you understand life, who gives a beep about the darkness? Don't spend your time studying the dark. Spend your time studying the light. Overstand the light. Overstand yourself. Overstand others. Overstand purpose. Let me say that again. Overstand self. Overstand others. Overstand purpose. Let me say that one more time. Y'all studying the wrong thing. Are you studying yourself? So even the time you spend time studying everybody else and you don't know nothing about yourself, big problem. Overstand others. So you mean tell me you're married, you don't know nothing about your husband. Oh, you can buy him stuff or he can buy you stuff. Y'all buying each other stuff, but nobody's sitting down and understanding each other. And then overstand your purpose. You mean to tell me you're on this earth and you don't know why you're here? You mean to tell me you don't know that you're a child that has a birthright that's your dear to me that makes you authentic? The only reason I'm authentic is because I found my birthright. I recommend that you find yours. If you need help doing that, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. We can get you signed up for the life management system yesterday. Brothers and sisters, you need guaranteed. The only guarantee I know is God said he honors his word above his own name. Now, God said, try me and see if I will not pour out a blessing on you that you cannot. God said that he wishes to do exceedingly abundantly anything that you can ask or think, the one that I serve. The one that I serve says that it is impossible. He says his word cannot return void. That's why the $10,000 I got in my pocket will never leave. Why? My words are not mine. I just took God's words and I put them in my language. I recommend you do the same thing. Watch that dog hunt. Brothers and sisters, the word of God cannot return void, because in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. I speak as God speaks. I aligned myself with God. I did not tell God to align himself with me. Overstanding removes all misunderstanding. Guaranteed. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Lord bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Lord, the Lord one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers,
yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. He just wanna give me the mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
For yourself, you the day one, day one. Do it for yourself, you the day one, day one.